okay, this show is intended to make you feel good and laugh, but it's also intended to make you think, unlike news channels nowadays. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily, and we will be talking about dirty planes. When was the last time you climbed aboard an airplane? Was it to go visit someone this just concluded holiday season? You ever think about how rank some of these planes really are? You ever grab one of those blankets and pull it up nice and tight and cuddle up with one of those pillows? It's almost like you've been given a blanket of smallpox in some cases, because some of these planes just aren't that clean, and we will have the story. And then it will be an edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky, followed by what your favorite web browser says about you. Are you a dyed-in-the-wool Mozilla Firefox fan? It says something about you and your personality, and you don't even know it. And then, what about the woman, the waitress, who in New Jersey took to Facebook to complain about the tip, or lack thereof? Why are people doing this now? Really? Does the world really care? You know, somebody got stiffed on a tip in New Jersey or Wyoming or in Guam. Does the world really need to know about it, or does the world really care? I guess they do, and that's why we'll have the story. And we start things off this hour with trying to find a newscast that simply reports the news. And I'm not talking about local news. They still play it pretty much in every market in America, right down the middle politically. They tell you who got shot. They tell you which politician is going to jail. They tell you about the local sports. They tell you about the weather and some cooking segment, and then off they go. When you turn on these national news channels, you can't just get the news. You have to get the spin. And it is almost as if they are now, and they have been for quite a while, so this is really no surprise, but they continue to create newscasts and news channels that are like candy. They're to make you feel good. It's a nice heaping helping of sugar. It's to reaffirm what you believe is right so that you think there are other people out there that believe the way I do. And if we could all just join together, and if we were allowed to control the nation and the world, things would be so much better. That is why you have Fox News. And I love how people on the left, oh, it's faux news. Fox News is awful. They're destroying the world. Well, wait a minute. You've got MSNBC. It's the same thing. And that touts the feelings and the spirits of the left just the way Fox News touts the spirits and feelings of the right. It's the same thing. CNN. I think CNN plays it as close to the middle as you could hope. There are things that will jump out and say, wait a minute. And if you're from the right, you'll say that. And even there are some things from the left with CNN. You'll say, oh, you know, that's wrong. That's incorrect. You also now have these other news channels that are popping up. The Blaze with Glenn Beck. That is not a news channel. It's Glenn Beck's web venture that's not working out, so now he's got it put on some cable channels. But do you notice, at least in mine, they stick it up with the religious channels? That's kind of weird. Maybe because Glenn Beck has kind of gone almost this evangelical approach to it. He's melded religion and conservative politics. And if it works for him, great. I mean, he's trying to find something. He's reinvented himself after leaving Fox, but whatever. These news channels are there, and they condition you to feel good because you feel as if the news is being reported in this way. It must be right, and what I believe must be true. Are we people or are we sheeple? I want to know what's going on in the world without a political slant on it. All right, and you can say certain things as well about CBS and NBC and ABC and every news outlet. They cater to a certain ideology. And if that ideology is met by enough people, they get their ratings and they make their money. And that's what it's all about. Stay with us. Dirty Planes coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Like Goldilocks looking for a bowl of porridge, you want goals that are just right.
Set them too high and you won't feel the thrill of victory. You'll get discouraged and stop setting goals.
If they're too low, there's no excitement. They need to stretch you or you'll quickly get bored.
So how can you set goals that are achievable yet challenging?
Start by setting goals like you always have, then adjust.
If your goals are usually too high, cut them in half or double the time to reach it. If they're too low, add 10% to the quantity or take 10% less time.
See how you do and adjust again the next go around. Experiment for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not weird. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from 1 part into 3. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.